Most people don't know how to deal with people, and that's exactly why they struggle. You can be smart, talented, hard-working, but if you don't understand how to read others and respond the right way, you'll keep hitting walls. That's the truth. Social intelligence, the art of reading and responding to people, will show you how to actually connect with people on a deeper level. You'll learn how to spot what someone's really feeling, even when they don't say it. You'll know when to speak, when to listen, and how to handle emotions without making things worse. This isn't about playing games or pretending. It's about becoming the kind of person people trust, respect, and feel safe around. If you've ever felt like something's missing in your conversations or relationships, this is it. You'll never see people the same way again. And once you learn this skill, everything in your life starts to get better. Stay with this. It's real. It works. Chapter 1. Pay attention to what people never say out loud. You know, one of the most important skills you can develop in life is the ability to read people. But I'm not talking about guessing what someone's favorite color is or trying to figure out if they're lying, no. I'm talking about developing the awareness to notice the things people don't say. Because if you want to build stronger relationships, earn trust, and become someone others respect and rely on, you need to pay attention to what's not being spoken. You need to hear the silence. Because silence says a lot. Most people listen only with their ears, but that's just part of it. If you only hear words, you're missing most of the communication. People communicate with their eyes, their posture, their hands, their breathing, their energy, and most importantly, people communicate with what they choose not to say. They hold things in for all kinds of reasons: fear, insecurity, shame, pride. And if you're not watching, you'll miss all of it. You'll talk when you should listen. You'll assume when you should ask. You'll push when you should pause. Now, I've learned something in my life and in business. You can't get people to open up if they don't feel safe. And people don't always come out and say, "I'm not okay," or "I need help," or "I'm confused." They show it in the way they withdraw. They show it in the way they suddenly avoid eye contact. They show it in how quickly they change the topic when you get too close to something personal. And if you're not present, if you're not fully there in the conversation, if you're too busy thinking about what you want to say next, you won't notice any of it. So how do you get better at this? You slow down. You stop making conversations about you. You start looking at people when they speak. Not just hearing them, but watching. Watching how their eyes move, watching what lights them up and what shuts them down, listening not just for facts, but for feelings. Because people tell you how they feel even when they don't use the words. Their tone changes, their face shifts, their shoulders rise, their breathing changes, and you have to care enough to notice. This kind of awareness, that's what separates people with strong social intelligence. These are the people who don't just connect, they understand. And once you start to understand people better, your whole life improves. Your relationships get deeper. Your conversations become more real. You stop taking things personally because you start realizing that what people show you isn't always about you. You see through people's reactions, their fears, their silence, and you start responding with wisdom instead of emotion. There have been times in my own life when I missed what someone wasn't saying. I focused too much on the surface. I judged too fast. I assumed too quickly. And later, I realized there was more going on. That's when I learned to pause, to pay attention, to ask better questions. How are you really feeling about that? What's bothering you that you're not saying? Not in a pushy way, but in a way that shows you care. When someone's quiet all of a sudden, ask yourself why. When someone laughs at something serious, think about what they're covering. When someone avoids eye contact, ask what they're afraid of. These are all signs. And you don't need to confront everyone about it, but you do need to be aware of it. Because awareness gives you power. It helps you respond in a better way. It helps you become the kind of person people trust with their truth. Social intelligence isn't about manipulation. It's not about reading people so you can get something out of them. It's about learning how to show up with presence, with respect, with patience. And the truth is, most people are starving to be seen. They're walking around with emotions they've never shared, wounds they've never spoken about, dreams they're afraid to say out loud. And if you can be the kind of person who notices that, you'll impact lives in ways you can't imagine. When you walk into a room, look around, not to judge, but to understand. Who looks tense? Who's faking a smile? Who's sitting quietly in the back, trying not to be noticed? You don't have to call it out, but you do need to recognize it. And in your next interaction, bring that understanding with you. Be kind, be gentle, be real. Most people live their lives trying to be understood, but very few take the time to understand others. That's your opportunity. That's how you build connection that lasts. That's how you become a better leader, a better friend, a better partner. You stop assuming that what people show you is the full story, and you start asking, what's really going on behind those eyes? When someone says they're fine, but you feel something is off, trust that feeling. When someone tells you they're okay, but their voice shakes, believe what your gut tells you, because you don't need special training to pick up on human emotion. You just need to care. And once you start caring more about understanding people than about being right or sounding smart, everything shifts. You'll start noticing when someone's exhausted, even though they keep saying, "I'm good." You'll pick up on sadness behind someone's smile. You'll see anger behind silence. And when you do, you'll know what to say, or when to say nothing at all. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is sit with someone and just be there. Not fix, not teach, just be present. That's what social intelligence is about. It's about knowing when to speak and when to stay quiet. When to push and when to step back. When to ask and when to just listen. And you don't learn that by reading books or going to seminars. You learn it by paying attention every single day, in your home, at work, in the grocery store, on the phone. Every time you interact with someone, you're being given a chance to either connect or miss the moment. Choose to connect. If you want to grow in this area, start by observing. In your next conversation, focus more on the other person than on yourself. Notice their posture. Notice their breathing. Notice what they hesitate to talk about. Watch their hands. Watch their expressions. Pay attention to how they speak about people they love. Pay attention to the things they avoid. And here's something else. Watch yourself, too. Notice when you interrupt. Notice when you zone out. Notice when you start making assumptions or judgments. That's part of social intelligence, too. Knowing your own tendencies, being aware of how you come across, because the more aware you are of your own reactions, the better you'll be at responding to others in a meaningful way. I'll tell you something honest. Some people will never say the things that matter most to them. They'll hold it in for years. But that doesn't mean you can't help them feel understood. That doesn't mean you can't be the person who gives them space to breathe. That doesn't mean you can't be the one who notices and respects their silence, instead of rushing to fill it with noise. This is the kind of skill that will make you valuable, not just at work, but in life. Because everyone wants to feel seen. Everyone wants to feel like they matter. Everyone wants to be around people who get them, without needing everything explained. And you can become that person, not by being perfect, but by being present, So don't just listen to words, listen to the message behind them. Don't just see actions, understand what drives them. Don't just hear laughter, notice if it sounds forced. Don't just nod through conversations, be in them. The world doesn't need more people who talk, it needs more people who notice. It needs people who understand before they respond. And you can be that kind of person starting today. All it takes is a shift in how you pay attention. All it takes is a little more awareness and a little less self-focus. If you truly want to connect with others, then train your mind to hear the things that aren't said. Train your heart to see the weight people carry. Train your spirit to meet others where they are. This is where your influence begins. This is how people start trusting you. This is how you make a difference. One quiet moment at a time. One honest presence at a time. One choice to care at a time. Because the truth is, when you start paying attention to what people never say out loud, you begin to understand them more than most ever will. And that kind of understanding? That's what makes you powerful. That's what makes you unforgettable. And that's what makes you human. Chapter 2. Look into people's eyes and understand their mood. One of the most direct ways to understand someone is by looking into their eyes, not staring, not analyzing, just seeing. Because the eyes never lie. They reflect how a person really feels in the moment. You don't need complicated tools or fancy techniques to read people. Just presence, attention, and a willingness to truly see another human being. People show their mood before they ever say a word. They do it with how their eyes move, how open or guarded they are, how focused or distracted their gaze becomes. When someone's happy, you see it. When someone's hurt, you feel it. You don't need to guess. You just need to pay attention. And the better you get at reading what's behind someone's eyes, the deeper your connections will become. You see, when a person looks at you with softness, there's safety. When they avoid eye contact, there might be fear or discomfort. When their eyes dart around the room, it could mean they're anxious, overwhelmed, or simply not present. These signals aren't meaningless. They're invitations. They're telling you how that person wants to be approached, how they need to be spoken to, and how they want to feel in your presence. Most people go through life without ever being seen. They interact, they respond, they engage, but deep down they're craving to be truly noticed. When you make eye contact and take a moment to pause, not to intimidate, but to connect, something shifts. There's a sense of mutual respect. It's not about dominance or confidence, it's about presence. Being right here with the person in front of you. Not trying to rush through the moment. Sometimes people say one thing, but their eyes say something else. You'll hear someone say, "I'm okay," but their eyes are heavy, dull, or withdrawn. That's not okay. That's someone carrying more than they can explain. You'll hear laughter, but you won't see any joy in the eyes. That's not humor, it's protection. You'll witness someone smile politely, but their eyes are pleading for someone to ask how they're really doing. To develop social intelligence, you must train yourself to look deeper, not to judge, but to understand. Look beyond the surface, look past the rehearsed responses. People are constantly signaling what they need through their eyes. Whether it's comfort, space, recognition, or support, it's right there if you choose to see it. Now, here's where this becomes powerful. Once you understand someone's mood, you can respond in a way that truly helps them. If someone looks tense, rushing them with more pressure only makes things worse. If someone looks exhausted, giving them space might be the most respectful thing you can do. If someone's eyes light up when you bring up a topic, you just discovered something meaningful to them. Use it. Learn from it. Adjust your approach based on what you see, not just what you hear. People often think communication is about talking well, but communication is more about sensing than speaking. When you learn to see someone's mood before you say anything, you avoid so many unnecessary problems. You don't push where you should pause. You don't joke when someone needs calm. You don't challenge when someone needs care. That's real emotional intelligence, knowing what's needed without being told. If someone's eyes look unsure, give them reassurance. If they look down when you talk about something important, that may mean they're avoiding the truth. If their eyes suddenly shift when a specific topic comes up, there might be pain tied to that area. Your ability to catch these signals makes you someone who leads with awareness, and awareness changes everything. It changes how you approach people. It changes how people open up to you. It makes you trustworthy without you having to say much. Because when people feel seen, they automatically feel safe. They let down their guard. They start to show you who they really are. And all of this happens just because you were present enough to notice. This isn't about staring into people's eyes for long moments. It's not about forcing people to lock eyes with you. It's about using your own awareness to be fully there. Most people avoid eye contact when they're afraid or uncomfortable. Others avoid it when they feel ashamed or uncertain. If you ignore that, you miss the opportunity to make them feel safe again. But if you pick up on it, you can choose your words more carefully. You can lower your tone. You can soften your approach. You can give them the emotional space they need. You don't need to be a professional to do this. You just need to care. You just need to practice. Every day, you're around people. Friends, family, co-workers, even strangers. Every one of them is carrying emotions. And those emotions are visible in their eyes. All you have to do is pay attention. Start watching how people look at others when they speak. Watch how their eyes light up when they talk about something that matters to them. Watch how their gaze drops when they feel criticized or misunderstood. These are real signals, and when you can see them, you start responding with more empathy. One of the biggest mistakes people make is assuming that if someone doesn't say they're struggling, they must be fine. But real struggle doesn't always come with words. It shows up in fatigue, in the way someone avoids eye contact, in the way their eyes seem distant or blank. That's when you step in, not to fix, but to show up differently, to be someone who notices what others don't. If you want people to trust you more, start seeing them better. Look them in the eye when they speak. Let them know you're listening. Show them that they don't need to fight for your attention. Show them that they don't need to wear a mask around you. That kind of safety changes people, and you can provide that without saying much, just by being fully there and showing it through your eyes. There is power in looking someone in the eye and giving them your attention, not just when it's easy, but especially when it's not, when the conversation is tough, when the emotions are heavy, when the truth is uncomfortable. That's when presence matters most. That's when people feel the difference between someone who's just going through the motions and someone who's actually with them. Now think about how you feel when someone really looks at you. When someone gives you their full attention without rushing, without judging, without drifting away mentally. You feel valued, you feel respected, you feel like you matter. That's what you want to give to others, because the more you give it, the more it comes back to you. People don't remember every word you say, but they always remember how you made them feel. And being seen, truly seen, is something they never forget. Don't underestimate how much of a difference that can make in someone's life. For some people, being seen just once is enough to restore something they thought they lost forever. That's the kind of presence you want to carry, not to impress, not to dominate, but to connect, to understand, to create safety. You can do that with every person you meet. You don't need to know their life story. You just need to meet them where they are emotionally. And you find out where they are by looking them in the eyes. This is how you become someone people open up to. This is how you build trust. This is how you grow into a leader others want to follow. Not because you talk the most, but because you see the most. To see the most. You notice when someone's hurting. You notice when someone's joyful. You notice when someone's hiding something. And instead of judging, you choose to respond with grace. This practice builds stronger families. It heals broken friendships. It deepens relationships. It improves your influence. Because when people know you see them and still accept them, they give you access to their real thoughts, their real concerns, and their real needs. And that's the kind of communication that changes everything. So from now on, every time you're with someone, take a moment to look at them. Really see them. Not through assumptions, not through your mood. See them through presence. See them through care. That habit will change the way you connect with every person in your life. You don't need to be perfect at this. You just need to be honest, patient, and willing to grow. You don't need to get it right every time. You just need to keep showing up with the intention to understand, not to win. And once people know you see them, they start responding to you differently. You want better communication? Start by seeing the person. You want deeper connection? Start by being present. You want to understand people? Start by looking in their eyes. That's where their truth is. That's where their story begins. And that's where your influence starts.
Chapter 3. Speak less when someone just wants to be heard. One of the most overlooked skills in human connection is knowing when to stop talking. Not because you have nothing to say, but because someone else just needs to be heard. You don't need to fix them. You don't need to give advice. You don't need to share your story. You just need to listen, and listen fully. There are moments in life when people aren't asking for answers. They're not looking for solutions. They're not testing your wisdom. They're simply carrying something heavy, and they want to set it down for a minute. And if you interrupt that moment with opinions, ideas, or comparisons, you've missed the whole point. Sometimes the most respectful thing you can do for someone is to let them speak without interruption. No judgment. No instruction. Just space. It takes discipline to stay quiet. It takes maturity to sit in silence while someone shares something personal. Because the natural reaction is to jump in, to say something helpful, to relate. But your need to respond doesn't matter more than their need to release. If someone trusts you enough to open up, the least you can do is give them the space to feel heard. Listening is not just waiting for your turn to speak. Listening is being fully present with the other person's emotions, their words, their energy. It means paying attention to what they're saying, how they're saying it, and how they're feeling as they say it. Most people are so used to being cut off, ignored, or redirected that when someone finally listens without interference, it feels like a gift. And it is a gift, one of the greatest you can give. Because being heard without interruption makes people feel respected. It makes them feel like their voice matters. And when someone feels heard, their walls come down. They breathe easier. They feel lighter. You don't have to say anything profound, just your silence, your presence, your attention. It's enough. There are conversations that are not meant to be solved. There are emotions that are not ready to be untangled. And when someone is in that space, the best thing you can do is not get in the way. Don't make it about you. Don't shift the focus. Don't jump in with what you think is helpful. Because sometimes help looks like silence. Sometimes help is simply staying. If you really want to understand someone, let them speak until they're done. Let them finish their thoughts. Let them process in real time. Even if they stumble, even if they repeat themselves, even if they take long pauses, don't rush them. Don't fill the silence. Let them find their own words, because the moment you interrupt, you pull them out of their own experience and into yours. And most of the time, people already know what they feel. They don't need your diagnosis. They just need permission to express it. They need a place where they won't be corrected, evaluated, or dismissed. If you can give them that, you give them power. The power to process, to think, to feel, and to move forward at their own pace. People are overwhelmed today. They're carrying stress, confusion, disappointment, fear. And they don't always need a plan. They need someone who can sit beside them and hold space for their voice. Someone who doesn't judge what they say or how they say it. Someone who doesn't turn every moment into a lesson. That kind of presence is rare. And that's why it's valuable. Speaking less isn't weakness. It's wisdom. It's choosing not to center yourself in someone else's experience. It's knowing when your voice helps and when it distracts. There's a time to offer input, but not while someone's still in the middle of expressing their truth. Don't rob them of that process. Let them finish. Let them breathe. Let them unfold. You'll learn more by listening than by speaking. You'll understand people better when you let them speak freely. You'll connect more deeply when you stop trying to be impressive and start being present. Because presence says more than words ever could. Your silence can feel more supportive than a thousand speeches. And here's something to think about. If you're the person who always has to respond, you might be more focused on your own image than on the other person's experience. Sometimes we interrupt because silence makes us uncomfortable. Sometimes we talk because we feel we have to say something wise or meaningful. But most of the time, people don't need deep wisdom. They need someone who actually cares. Caring looks like being quiet when they need to speak. Caring looks like not rushing the moment. Caring looks like closing your mouth and opening your heart. That's what people remember. That's what they come back for. Not because you had the best advice, but because you were the safest space. Think about the last time you really felt heard. Not just nodded at, not just agreed with, but truly heard. How did that feel? How rare was that moment? That's what you want to give others. The kind of listening that makes people feel lighter, just by being in your presence. And this isn't just about emotional conversations. It applies to everyday moments too. When someone's venting about their day, don't jump in with how your day was worse. When someone's frustrated, don't immediately try to fix it. When someone's excited, don't hijack their joy with your own story. Just be there. Be the person who gives them space to feel. When you speak less, you hear more. You catch the little details, the pauses, the sighs, the tension, the moments of vulnerability. And those are the things that help you understand the person in front of you. That's how you become someone people trust. Not because you say the right thing, but because you create the right space. You want better relationships. Stop filling every gap with noise. Start practicing silence. Start waiting. Start noticing. It's not about withholding. It's about honoring the process people are in. Honoring their pace. Honoring their story. Every conversation doesn't need your input. Sometimes your silence is what heals. Sometimes your silence is what allows truth to rise to the surface. And when it does, just stay there. No rush. No advice. No clever response. Just your presence. That's enough. Over time, people will start to seek you out. Not because you speak the most, but because they feel safest with you. You become the kind of person people trust with their real selves. Not the filtered version. Not the performance, the real part. That's a privilege. Don't take it lightly. If you find yourself wanting to jump in while someone's talking, pause. Ask yourself, is this for them or for me? Most of the time it's for you. To prove you understand. To feel helpful. To feel smart. But that moment isn't about you. Let it be about them. Let them take the space they need. And when they're done, really done, you'll know. You'll feel the shift. That's when you can speak. That's when your words will matter most. Because you waited. Because you listened. Because you earned the right to respond. You don't have to fix everything. You don't have to carry everyone's pain. You don't have to be the hero. Just be the person who listens longer, who waits a little more, who doesn't rush to respond. That's what people need. That's what changes life. So speak less when someone just wants to be heard. Not because you have nothing to say, but because your silence might be the most powerful thing you offer. Not every conversation needs a response. Some just need your ears, your presence, and your willingness to sit in the truth, without turning away. That's where trust is built. That's where connection begins. That's where you grow into someone who leads with understanding, instead of control. And that's who the world needs more of right now. Not louder voices, but quieter hearts. People who listen with their whole self, and ask for nothing in return. Be that person. Start today. Start now. And never underestimate the power of simply listening. Chapter 4. Watch people's habits and learn who they are. If you want to truly understand someone, don't just listen to what they say, watch how they live, because people reveal who they are through their habits, not through their opinions, not through their promises, but through their repeated actions. Words can be dressed up. Emotions can be hidden, but habits don't lie. What someone does every day tells you more than what they explain once in a while. If you really want to know someone's priorities, character, mindset, and values, study what they do when no one is watching. When they aren't trying to impress anyone. It's easy to say the right thing. It's even easier to act a certain way when people are paying attention. But the real person comes through in patterns. How they show up, how they treat others, how they handle pressure, how they manage their time. These things are constant even when their words change. Pay attention to the way someone manages their mornings, how they handle inconvenience, how they treat people who have nothing to offer them. You will learn more in 5 days of observation than 5 months of conversation. People's habits reflect what they actually believe. Someone may say they want to grow, but if they never learn, never apply, never challenge themselves, they're not serious. They may say they value relationships, but if they never make time, never listen, and always put themselves first, their actions speak louder. People show their truth through how they live, not what they claim. The more you focus on these patterns, the better you'll understand who you're dealing with. And that understanding is what gives you the power to respond wisely. When you begin to study people's daily actions, you'll start to see how consistent or inconsistent they are. You'll notice who follows through, who avoids responsibility, who builds and who breaks. And this knowledge will help you in every area of life, whether it's relationships, business, or leadership. You won't waste time on empty talk, because you'll be able to see clearly. You'll know who to trust, who to support, who to challenge, and who to walk away from. All because you paid attention. Habits are built over time, and they form the structure of a person's life. If you see someone constantly showing up late, that's not an accident, it's a habit. If someone is always complaining but never changing, that's not random, that's their pattern. And once you start connecting the dots, you'll realize how much people tell you without saying a single word. Their choices form a clear picture of their mindset. Now, this isn't about judging others or thinking you're better than them. This is about awareness, about being honest with what you see, so you can protect your energy and make better decisions. It's about being smart with your time, your trust, your emotions, because when you know someone's habits, you can adjust your expectations. You don't keep hoping for someone to be different, you respond to who they are. And it's not just about noticing bad habits, look for the good too. See who keeps their word, who follows up, who checks in without being asked, who helps without seeking credit. These are signs of character, discipline, humility. These are the people worth keeping close. People who show up with consistency and integrity, even when life gets hard, those are the people who build solid foundations. Everyone reveals themselves in the small thing, in how they talk to others when they're tired, in how they treat waiters and strangers, in how they react when something goes wrong. These moments show you what kind of person you're dealing with. And if you pay close enough attention, you won't be surprised later. You'll already know. A person's habits show you what they value. You don't have to ask. If they consistently put effort into their health, they value discipline. If they read daily, they value growth. If they always make time for family, they value connection. If they take shortcuts, make excuses, or avoid accountability, that also tells you what they value or what they don't. It's all there right in front of you. Think about someone you admire. Now think about why. It's probably not because of one big thing they did. It's because of how they carry themselves day after day. Their attitude, their reliability, their focus, their humility. All those qualities come from habit. They've practiced being that way. They didn't wake up one day with perfect discipline. They built it through repetition. You can also use this understanding to look inward. What do your habits say about you? Are you living by the values you speak about? Are you consistent with what you believe? Or are there gaps between your words and your actions? Because just as you can read others, others are reading you. They see what you do. They feel your consistency, or the lack of it. Improving your social intelligence means not only observing others, but being honest with yourself too. What do people learn about you from how you live? Are you someone who follows through? Are you someone who listens more than you speak? Are you someone who stands firm when it's hard? Or someone who changes with the wind? All of these answers are in your routines, your priorities, your habits. That's why growth is so personal. It's not about what you tell people, it's about what you show them again and again. And if you want to grow, start by changing one habit at a time. You don't need to announce it, just do it. Because the people paying attention will see it, and the results will speak for themselves. Habits are not about perfection, they're about direction. When you observe someone's habits, ask yourself, are they moving forward or staying stuck? Are they growing or just going in circles? Are they improving their life or avoiding the work? People may not tell you, but their habits will show you. And when you can read those patterns, you respond differently. You stop putting your energy into people who waste your time. You stop expecting someone to be who they're not ready to become. You start choosing better partnerships, stronger friendships, and healthier environments. That clarity saves you from disappointment. It keeps your focus where it belongs, on people who are actually showing you their commitment. It also teaches you compassion, because once you see that people are shaped by their patterns, you understand that change is hard. You see that someone who keeps making the same mistake isn't weak, they're stuck. And while you may not be able to change them, you can choose how you show up. You can lead by example. You can be consistent, even when others aren't. You can be the kind of person whose habits lift others higher. If you're paying attention, you'll notice that even people who say nothing are always telling you something, through their body language, their choices, their routines, their focus, their follow-through. You don't have to guess, you just have to look closely. The truth is always in the pattern, so when someone shows you who they are through repeated action, believe it. Not from a place of judgment, but from a place of clarity. That's how you stay grounded. That's how you stay wise. That's how you avoid unnecessary stress. And the more you practice this, the sharper your instincts become. You'll start to recognize character early. You'll see warning signs before things break down. You'll understand when someone is genuine and when someone is pretending. And most importantly, you'll build relationships based on reality, not on potential, not on wishful thinking, but on what's actually being shown through behavior. That's what maturity looks like. It's not being cold or distant, it's being aware. It's knowing that what someone does every day is a stronger message than anything they say once in a while. It's trusting actions, more than explanations. It's reading people with your eyes open instead of your hopes, clouding your view. So if you want to be better at reading people, stop focusing on their words and start focusing on their habits. That's where the truth is. That's where the understanding begins. And once you see the pattern, you'll never be confused again. What someone does when it's uncomfortable, how they treat you when they don't need you, how they act when no one's watching, this is what defines them. Not their status, not their charm, not their stories, their habit. And once you learn to pay attention to those, you'll never see people the same way again. You'll see the truth, and with that truth, you'll know exactly how to move forward.
Chapter 5. Hold back judgment until you know the full story. One of the easiest things in the world is to form an opinion about someone before you know what they've been through. It's simple to look at someone's behavior, hear a few words, catch a few actions, and decide who they are. But what's easy isn't always right. And if you make a habit of judging too soon, you'll misunderstand more people than you'll ever truly know. You'll push away people who needed understanding, and you'll create distance where there should have been connection. Human beings are complex. No one fits perfectly into a label. No one tells their full story on the surface. What you see is never the entire truth. When someone's quiet, you might think they're cold, but maybe they're dealing with something heavy they haven't shared. When someone seems defensive, you might assume they're rude. But maybe they've been hurt too many times. When someone fails to respond the way you expected, maybe they're not ignoring you. They're overwhelmed. You never really know until you dig deeper. And that takes patience. That takes empathy. That takes holding back your conclusions long enough to give someone the chance to show you who they are beyond the moment. If you want to build better relationships, you must start practicing restraint. Not everything needs your immediate opinion. Not every situation is what it seems at first glance. People carry pain, shame, fear, and regret. And most of them don't speak about it. They just live with it. They protect it. They cover it up with habits, reactions, or silence. And if you judge them too fast, you won't just misunderstand them, you'll miss the opportunity to actually help them feel seen. Everyone has a reason for why they are the way they are. That doesn't mean you have to accept bad behavior or allow yourself to be mistreated. It simply means you need to slow down before you define someone by a single moment. Maybe that person who snapped at you isn't always angry. Maybe they just had a breakdown they didn't know how to explain. Maybe that person who pulled away didn't mean to hurt you. They just didn't have the words to describe their own struggle. You never know until you choose to ask, to listen, and to look closer. People don't wear signs that say what they've been through. They don't always tell you about the nights they couldn't sleep, the loss they haven't recovered from, or the pressure they're quietly carrying. You only learn those things when you care enough to stay open. Judgment slams the door. Understanding opens it. And every time you hold back your initial reaction, you give yourself a chance to grow in wisdom. It's tempting to feel superior when someone makes a mistake. It's easy to assume you would have done better, acted better,
responded better. But the truth is, you're not in their shoes. You don't know what they were dealing with. You don't know what fears they were fighting. It's only when you stop comparing and start considering someone's perspective that you begin to see clearly. Holding back judgment doesn't mean being passive. It means being wise. It means refusing to rush toward assumptions. It means saying to yourself, I don't know the full picture yet. And that small pause, that gap between reaction and understanding, is where your emotional intelligence grows. That's where real connection begins. That's where trust can be built. Think about the people you've misjudged in the past. Maybe you wrote someone off as lazy, only to find out later they were struggling with something invisible. Maybe you thought someone was arrogant, and then discovered they were just insecure. Maybe you avoided someone you thought was cold, but later found out they had been through more pain than they could explain. Those moments teach you something important. Your first thought isn't always the truth. And if that's true about others, it's also true about how people see you. Maybe someone misread your silence. Maybe someone thought your boundaries meant rejection. Maybe someone judged your worst day without ever knowing what led up to it. We all experience that. That's why it's so important to give people what we hope to receive: grace, patience, and the benefit of the doubt. You don't have to agree with everyone. You don't have to like everyone. But you do have a responsibility to lead with character. And part of character is waiting before you draw conclusions. Let people show you who they are over time. Don't base your opinion on a rumor, a misunderstanding, or a single moment of weakness. People are more than the worst thing they've done. They're more than their awkward reaction, their anxious words, or their bad day. They're layered. And sometimes what looks like a flaw is actually a defense mechanism. What looks like arrogance might be fear. What looks like indifference might be exhaustion. Be the person who sees beyond the surface. Be the person who slows down before speaking. Be the person who asks questions instead of giving instant answers. That kind of emotional control doesn't just build respect, it builds wisdom. And the more you practice it, the more people will start to feel safe around you. Because they'll know they're not being judged for every imperfect word or every misunderstood action. In a world where people rush to criticize, you become rare by choosing to understand. You become powerful by choosing patience. You don't need to approve of everything, but you do need to resist the urge to react to everything. Let people explain. Let time reveal the truth. Let space bring clarity. And above all, stay grounded in the knowledge that you don't see the whole picture yet. Sometimes all it takes to avoid conflict is choosing to believe the best in someone until proven otherwise. That belief doesn't make you weak, it makes you strong. It makes you mature, it makes you emotionally intelligent, and most importantly, it helps you grow into someone people want in their life. Not because you're always right, but because you're fair. Because you give people room to be human. No one gets everything right the first time. No one always speaks perfectly or acts ideally. We all stumble. We all miss the mark. And if you can remember that in your interactions, you'll build stronger relationships. You'll stop burning bridges over small misunderstandings. You'll start seeing the heart behind the mistake. Social intelligence means thinking bigger. It means recognizing that people are shaped by experiences you've never seen. It means remembering that your lens isn't the only one that matters. You may not understand why someone did what they did, but that doesn't mean there isn't a reason. And if you want to live with more peace and less drama, start by letting go of quick judgment. Ask questions. Seek clarity. Look for patterns. But don't make assumptions. Don't finalize someone's identity based on a moment of discomfort or confusion. Be curious, not critical. Be open, not reactive. Be steady, not impulsive. That shift alone will change the way you experience people. And when you hold back judgment, you also open up the possibility of helping someone grow. When someone feels judged, they shut down. When they feel understood, they open up. That openness creates room for growth. It creates room for healing. You never know what someone might become if you stop seeing them through the lens of one bad moment. So the next time you feel that pull to label someone, stop. Ask yourself, do I really know what they're going through? Do I understand their story? Have I seen enough to say this fairly? If the answer is no, hold your words. Stay quiet. Observe. Learn. Let time do its job. You'll be surprised how much your perspective shifts when you see the full picture. You'll realize how often your early judgments were wrong, and you'll gain the kind of insight that can't be taught in books, only through experience, observation, and patience. This isn't just a better way to understand people, it's a better way to live. You stop wasting energy on resentment. You stop getting pulled into drama. You stop reacting to things that don't deserve your energy. And instead, you rise above. You grow. You respond with clarity and calm. You become someone who brings peace, not chaos. And that kind of person, someone who leads with wisdom instead of judgment, is someone people admire, someone people trust, someone people remember. Be that person. Choose patience over impulse. Choose understanding over assumption. Choose to wait for the full story, because it always reveals more than the first impression ever could. Chapter 6. Match your energy with the person in front. When you're talking to someone, the way you carry yourself, your tone, your pace, your posture, your energy matters more than most people realize. Every person you meet brings a certain emotional rhythm into the room. Some come in with calm, some with excitement, some with tension, some with sadness. If you're not aware of your own energy and how it lands on others, you'll either overwhelm them, disconnect from them, or shut them down entirely. Social intelligence means learning how to adjust, not to fake, not to perform, but to connect. Matching energy doesn't mean becoming someone else. It doesn't mean losing your identity. It means knowing how to meet people where they are. It's reading their emotional state and choosing the tone and presence that makes them feel safe and understood. If someone is quiet and reflective, and you barge in with loud enthusiasm, you've created emotional distance. If someone is energized and motivated, and you show up passive and disengaged, they won't feel aligned with you. The gap between energies becomes the barrier to real communication. We all want to feel that someone gets us, that someone is on the same emotional frequency, and that rarely happens when one person forces their mood without noticing the mood of the other. Matching energy is not about pretending, it's about being aware. It's about caring enough to shift your pace so the person in front of you doesn't feel ignored, misunderstood, or pushed aside. When someone feels you are in tune with them, even without saying much, a sense of trust forms. You're not just in the same room, you're in the same emotional space. It's not hard to see when someone is drained. Look at their posture, listen to their words, feel the rhythm of their voice. If you respond to that with pressure or excessive cheerfulness, it feels like you're not paying attention. You might think you're helping, but what you're doing is adding emotional weight. People don't always need you to lift them up with hype. Sometimes they just need your calm. Sometimes they need silence. Sometimes they need gentle conversation, not a motivational speech. On the other hand, when someone is enthusiastic, hopeful and full of energy, and you bring low energy into the space, you pull the moment down. You become a weight, not a support. And while it's not your job to fake energy you don't feel, it is your responsibility to recognize the situation and decide whether you can adjust enough to respect the moment. Maybe you can't match their intensity, but you can show you're present, responsive, and engaged. That's what matters. This ability to align your energy isn't about manipulation, it's about connection. It's about tuning into people's signals and respecting, what they bring into the interaction. When someone's grieving, don't bring jokes. When someone's excited about an idea, don't shrug it off. When someone is deeply focused, don't interrupt with scattered energy. If you want to earn influence, trust, and respect, match your energy before you try to share your message. People will never remember every word you said, but they will always remember how you made them feel in your presence. And most of that feeling is created by your energy. Did you rush them? Did you listen? Did you push too hard? Did you bring the right level of attention to what they were experiencing? These questions matter more than you think, because when you match someone's emotional pace, they feel understood. And once they feel that, they open up. Matching energy also means recognizing timing. Sometimes you have the right message, but you deliver it with the wrong timing. You try to encourage someone while they're still in shock. You try to teach someone while they're still in pain. You try to motivate someone while they're still tired. And even if your words are useful, they fall flat because you didn't meet them emotionally. You weren't on their level. And that disconnect is what shuts down the conversation. This skill is especially important in leadership, in parenting, in friendships, in work, and even in your everyday interaction. Whether you're talking to someone who's frustrated, anxious, hopeful, proud, or confused, you can adjust how you speak, how you listen, and how you engage to reflect understanding, not just intention. You're not just trying to get your point across. You're trying to meet the person in front of you. And no, this doesn't mean becoming emotionally reactive. It doesn't mean you absorb every mood around you. It means you're conscious enough to read the moment and decide what's appropriate. Sometimes you lift people with a steady, encouraging tone. Sometimes you stay quiet and let them lead. Sometimes you mirror their intensity to show alignment. It's about choosing wisely, not reacting mindlessly. Emotional awareness isn't loud. It doesn't scream. It notices. It adjusts. It cares. It sees what the moment needs and brings that, instead of defaulting to whatever feels natural. That's a discipline. That's growth. That's real connection. You've probably been in situations where someone completely missed your energy. You were down and they were pushing you to smile. You were excited and they brushed it off like it didn't matter. You were sharing something meaningful and they responded like it was small. That moment leaves a mark. It feels like rejection, not because the person said something wrong, but because they didn't match where you were. They didn't see you, and nothing breaks trust faster than feeling unseen. Now flip that. Think of the times when someone showed up exactly how you needed. They were calm when you were anxious. They were enthusiastic when you needed motivation. They were quiet when you just needed presence. That kind of energy builds trust. It makes you feel like someone truly understands you. And that experience stays with you. If you want to lead people, if you want to support people, if you want to influence people, you need this skill. You need to stop thinking every conversation is about what you want to say, and start focusing on what the other person is experiencing. What are they feeling? What kind of space are they in? How can you bring something that fits the moment instead of forcing your own rhythm? This isn't about being perfect. It's about being aware. It's about entering interactions with your eyes open and your heart grounded. You don't need to change your personality. You don't need to walk on eggshells. You just need to pay attention and care enough to adjust. That small effort makes a massive difference in how people respond to you. And the more you practice this, the more natural it becomes. You start to sense things faster. You recognize moods quicker. You catch emotional shifts before they escalate. You stop speaking just to be heard. And you start speaking in a way that actually lands with the person in front of you. Think of energy like a bridge. If it's strong, people cross it with ease. If it's shaky or mismatched, they hesitate. They hold back. They question your intention. But when you build that bridge with presence, with tone, with the right rhythm, they walk toward you without resistance. And in that space, Real conversations happen. Real progress is made. This is one of the most powerful tools you'll ever develop. Not because it makes you louder, but because it makes you more human. It shows people you're paying attention, that you're not just going through the motion, that you value the person in front of you enough to meet them where they are instead of dragging them into your world. So when you speak, match the pace. When you listen, match the tone. When you sit with someone, match the need. Be still if they need stillness. Be soft if they need safety. Be sharp if they need clarity. Be light if they need relief. You don't need to be everything at once, just enough for the moment you're in. You can walk into any room and change the entire feeling, just by how you carry yourself. So choose wisely. Carry warmth. Carry awareness. Carry calm. Carry clarity. Because that's what people feel, long after you leave. Not your words, your presence. And once you start matching your energy with the people in front of you, you'll notice the difference. People will open up quicker. They'll trust you more. They'll remember you as someone who understood them, not just spoke at them. You'll start having conversations that matter, instead of exchanges that fade. Social intelligence isn't a performance. It's emotional awareness in motion. It's understanding how to show up in a way that fits the person, the space, the moment. And when you do that, when you lead with alignment, you don't just connect, you leave an impact. One conversation at a time, one person at a time, one choice at a time. And that's how you build something real, something lasting, something meaningful. Chapter 7. Answer in ways that calm the other person's mind. One of the most valuable things you can learn in communication is how to answer in a way that brings someone peace. Not agreement, not control, not validation, peace. In a world where people are constantly overwhelmed, anxious, confused, and overstimulated, your words can either add more pressure or create a sense of calm. Most people are not looking for perfect advice. They're looking for reassurance. They're looking for presence. They're looking for clarity in the middle of their emotional noise. And your ability to provide that doesn't come from being the smartest in the room. It comes from how you speak, how you listen, how you respond. When someone shares something stressful, your first job is not to solve the problem, it's to make the space feel safe. That starts with tone. Your tone can either make people tense or make them breathe easier. If your tone is sharp, rushed, impatient, or reactive, you'll raise their anxiety. But if your tone is steady, clear, warm, and patient, they'll begin to relax, even if nothing is solved yet. The way you say something often matters more than what you say, and when someone is emotionally triggered, they'll hear your tone before they hear your words. People remember how you made them feel in conversations, especially during moments when they were already struggling. You can't always give people the answers they want, but you can answer in a way that helps them feel heard. You can answer in a way that slows down their overthinking. You can answer in a way that helps them find their center again. And when you do that consistently, people begin to see you as someone they can count on, not because you always have the perfect solution, but because your presence doesn't add to the weight they're already carrying. Sometimes the worst thing you can do when someone's overwhelmed is to rush into advice. You might be well-intentioned, but they're not ready to receive direction. They need understanding first. They need space to release what's inside. And when you give them that space, when you hold it without judgment, they start to feel safer. Then your answers begin to land. Then your words start to matter. Answering with calm isn't just about tone, it's about pacing. Don't respond too quickly. Pause before you speak. That pause lets the other person know you're actually thinking about what they said. It shows respect. It shows presence. And it gives you a chance to center yourself before saying something that could either help or hurt. Emotional control starts with slowing down your response. Not everything needs an instant reply. Not everything needs a bold reaction. Sometimes what people need most is your steady energy more than your ideas, When people are afraid, your confidence can comfort them, but only if it's quiet confidence, not force, not dominant. Calm confidence that says, I'm here, I understand, let's take this one step at a time. That kind of message, delivered through your tone and timing, brings more relief than any advice you could give. You don't need to raise your voice to lead someone through fear. You don't need to speak fast to make your point clear. Most of the time, less is more. Simpler words, slower delivery, gentle presence. Think about the last time you were overwhelmed. Think about who you wanted to talk to. Was it someone who gives quick answers, someone who talks over you, or was it someone who listens, speaks slowly and gives you space to think? The people we turn to in hard times are the ones who help us calm down, not those who stir things up. Be that person for someone else. That's real influence. That's real leadership. That's what builds trust. When you answer someone who's already in a storm, don't become the storm. Become the calm. Speak from a place of stability. Even if you don't have all the answers, your energy can bring clarity. When someone's mind is spinning, your grounded voice can help them pause. When someone is doubting everything, your simple and steady response can bring a bit of order back into their thinking. You don't have to fix their life, just answer in a way that reminds them they're not alone in it. And sometimes that means saying less. A calm answer is not a long one. You don't need 10 steps. You don't need a motivational speech. You need to connect to what they're feeling and meet them with words that give hope and direction without pressure. I hear you. That's a lot to carry. Let's figure it out together. I'm not going anywhere. These are not complex phrases, but they make a person feel safe. They tell the mind to slow down. They give the nervous system a signal that it doesn't need to keep fighting or fleeing. That's the power of calm language. Don't underestimate the damage of a reactive answer. If someone comes to you with tension, and you meet it with more tension, they leave worse than they came. If someone opens up and you meet them with judgment or impatience, they will shut down. But if someone brings you chaos and you meet them with calm, they will begin to find stability just by being near you. That's not a personality trait, that's a developed skill. It comes from discipline. From choosing to lead your emotions instead of letting them lead you. You train yourself to answer with calm by practicing in small moments. When someone says something you disagree with, breathe before you speak. When someone sounds upset, stay grounded in your tone. When someone asks for help, focus on understanding them before jumping into what they should do. The more you do this, the more natural it becomes. You start to become someone who people rely on because your presence makes hard moments feel manageable. And the truth is, people won't always tell you that you help them. But they'll feel it. They'll walk away light. They'll think more clearly. They'll return again when they need someone who doesn't add to their confusion. You'll earn their trust without needing to prove anything. Because calm energy speaks louder than confidence. It communicates maturity. It shows strength. Not aggressive strength, but emotional stability, which is far more powerful. In moments of tension, remember that your goal is not to win the conversation, it's to build the connection. And that happens when you respond with intention, not impulse. When you choose your words carefully, when you respect the emotional state of the person in front of you, that's when they begin to hear you. That's when they begin to lean in. Because they don't feel attacked. They don't feel small. They feel safe. If someone is emotional, don't answer with logic alone. Address the emotion first. Calm the fear before you deliver the facts. People hear better when they feel understood. If someone is defensive, respond in a way that softens them, not hardens them. That doesn't mean you avoid truth. It means you deliver it in a way that the other person can receive. Truth without sensitivity causes distance. But truth with calm builds bridges. And when you start answering this way consistently, you begin to shape your identity in people's lives. You become known for your calm. You become known for how people feel when they talk to you. You don't just gain respect. You create peace in every room you walk into. That's a gift, and very few people know how to give it. So practice this. In your home. At work. In your daily conversations. Pay attention to how people respond when you slow down. Notice how they open up when you speak gently. Watch how they think more clearly when you simplify instead of complicate. You'll see it, you'll feel it, and you'll realize that answering in a way that calms others doesn't take much. Just awareness, patience, and care. Over time, you'll start to notice a shift. Less conflict, deeper conversations, more trust. People won't always say why they feel drawn to you, but you'll know. You'll know because you've chosen to speak in a way that brings clarity, not confusion. That brings ease, not pressure. That brings peace, not noise. And that's what real social intelligence is about. It's not about talking more. It's not about sounding smart. It's about knowing how to respond in a way that helps people feel safe enough to be honest, clear enough to think, and supported enough to keep going. You have that power. Use it wisely. Speak from calm. Respond with care. And leave every person better than you found them. Chapter 8. Notice how people treat others when no one watches. If you really want to understand someone, stop focusing on how they act when the spotlight is on, and start paying attention to how they behave when it's off. That's where the truth lives. Anyone can show kindness when there's something to gain. Anyone can act respectful when they're being watched. But real character isn't revealed in front of an audience. It shows up when no one is looking. Social intelligence means learning how to observe people in those unnoticed moments and letting their quiet actions teach you who they really are. Watch how someone treats a waiter, a janitor, a stranger, a child. Listen to how they speak to those who can't offer them status or praise. Pay attention when they think no one important is paying attention. That's where their values speak. That's when the mask slips. That's when the habits that truly define them rise to the surface. Not their titles. Not their charm. But their automatic reactions in ordinary settings. People can be selective with their best behavior. They save it for certain people and situations. They use politeness like a tool. They smile at those they want something from. They say the right things in front of the right people, but the moment the pressure is off, the real self appears. How do they treat someone who's struggling? How do they talk to someone who's slower, different, or less confident? Do they help without being asked? Or do they only help when there's recognition? That's what you need to observe. You'll see a side of people that their words will never reveal. Because you can't fake kindness when there's nothing to gain. You can't fake humility when no one is applauding. You can't fake respect when you're alone with someone who has no power over you. In those quiet moments, people show you the truth, and the truth is what builds trust. It's what builds real relationships. Because once you see someone's behavior when there's no spotlight, you know what kind of person they are when it really counts. You're not relying on image. You're not fooled by charm. You're grounded in observation. That makes your judgment stronger. That keeps you from being misled. That saves you time, energy, and pain. This is especially important in leadership. A leader's real strength isn't in how they speak at meetings or present ideas in front of others. It's in how they treat the people who work quietly behind the scenes. It's in how they show up when the cameras are off. It's in how they treat the team when there's no applause, no promotion on the line. If they're consistent, grounded, respectful, and humble even in private, that's the person you can follow with trust. But if they shift depending on who's around, pay close attention. That inconsistency reveals more than any speech ever could. In your personal life too, the principle holds. You don't really know your friend, partner, or colleague until you see how they act when life is quiet and no one's keeping score. When they don't need to impress, when they don't feel watched, what do they choose? Do they hold the door for a stranger? Do they put their phone down and give someone real attention? Do they act with patience when the person in front of them is slow or confused? These are the details that shape your understanding of them. You won't always catch these moments in obvious ways. Sometimes they're subtle, but if you stay aware, you'll notice patterns. Consistent respect, quiet generosity, steady patience. Those are signs of real integrity. On the other hand, dismissiveness, sarcasm, arrogance in private, those are warnings. They may not be loud, but they're loud enough if you care enough to watch. You don't need to be paranoid. You're not looking for perfection. You're looking for truth. And truth reveals itself through repeated actions, through the way someone consistently chooses to show up when there's no pressure to perform. That's what matters. That's what defines someone's character. This kind of awareness also protects you. When you base your trust on public behavior only, you set yourself up for disappointment. But when you build your understanding based on private action, you give yourself a chance to invest wisely. You align with people whose actions match their values. People whose kindness isn't a strategy but a standard. People who act from principle, not for attention. It's not about being suspicious. It's about being observant. It's about noticing the difference between who someone pretends to be and who they actually are. And that's not something they'll tell you. That's something you have to see. That's something you have to learn through patience, through time, and through awareness. And when you notice someone who treats everyone with dignity, even when there's no benefit, hold on to that person. That's rare. That's special. That's someone who won't change just because the room does. That's someone whose integrity can be counted on. On the flip side, don't ignore red flags just because someone is charming in public. If you see someone speaking well on stage, but talking down to others in private, believe the private. If you see someone acting generous in groups, but selfish behind closed doors, believe the quiet moment. Don't get caught up in how someone looks in the spotlight. That's not where their real story is. The real story lives in the background, in the way they treat people who can't return the favor. This level of observation sharpens your insight. It helps you make better choices about who to trust, who to follow, and who to stay close to. It saves you from empty relationships. It shields you from unnecessary pain. And it helps you build a circle rooted in truth, not performance. It also challenges you to look at yourself. How do you act when no one's watching? How do you treat people who can't do anything for you? How do you speak to those you don't need to impress? Because just as you observe others, others are observing you. And the same standard applies. Your real character shows in how you behave when there's no spotlight, no stage, and no audience. You don't need to be perfect, but you do need to be honest. Honest with your values, honest with your habits, honest with your impact. Because the more consistent you become, the more powerful your presence becomes. People can feel when someone is grounded. They can sense when your respect isn't a performance, but a practice. And that kind of presence makes people feel safe. It builds influence. It opens doors. So start noticing, not from a place of judgment, but from a place of learning. Every interaction is an opportunity to see someone more clearly, not by their titles, not by their talk, but by their treatment of others. When there's nothing to gain, those are the people you want in your life. Those are the leaders worth following. Those are the friends worth keeping. Those are the people whose example will challenge you to become better. Pay attention to the patterns. When someone shows you consistent kindness without an audience, that's not strategy. That's real. When someone respects the person no one else notices, that's not performance. That's value. When someone's behavior is the same in private and public, that's not coincidence. That's integrity. Build your awareness there, and build your life around those who pass that test. Not because you're expecting perfection, but because you're choosing to value what truly lasts. Titles fade, applause ends, status changes. But the way someone treats people who can't offer them anything, that says everything. And once you learn to see that clearly, you'll never be fooled by appearances again. You'll know who someone is before they ever say a word. And you'll know who you are by how you choose to act when the world isn't watching. That's where real respect is earned. That's where lasting trust is built. That's where character lives.
Chapter 9. Speak truth without making others feel small inside. Telling the truth is one of the most important things you can do in life. It builds trust. It clears confusion. It brings clarity. But telling the truth is not just about being honest. It's about how you deliver that honesty. Some people use truth like a weapon. They say things in a way that cuts, shames, or embarrasses. Then they justify it by saying they're just being real. But being real doesn't mean being harsh. Being honest doesn't mean being unkind. You can speak truth and still respect the person in front of you. That's what real communication looks like. That's what emotional maturity looks like. And that's what people remember. Not just what you said, but how you made them feel when you said it. When you speak truth, the goal should never be to prove someone wrong or to show them how much they've failed. That may feel powerful in the moment, but it doesn't build anything. It breaks. And in many cases, it leaves behind damage that's hard to repair. If you want your words to create change, not fear, then speak them from a place of care, not control. Speak them from a mindset that wants to help, not hurt. People are already hard on themselves. They already carry doubts, regrets, and fears that they don't speak out loud. When you add pressure or insult on top of that, they shut down. Even if your words are true, they won't hear them. They'll feel attacked. They'll feel small. And when someone feels small, they stop listening. They defend, withdraw, or avoid. But when someone feels safe, they open up. They reflect. They grow. And you have the power to create that safety just by how you choose to speak. It starts with your tone. If your tone is sharp, sarcastic, or dismissive, the person in front of you will feel judged. But if your tone is steady, grounded, and calm, they're more likely to hear the meaning behind your message. You're not just delivering truth, you're guiding someone toward it. You're not trying to win a debate. You're trying to be helpful. And that makes all the difference. Next is your timing. Not every moment is the right moment for truth. Sometimes, a person is too emotional, too fragile, too tired to take in anything serious. If you speak your truth in that moment, even if it's accurate, it won't land. It will sound cold or unnecessary. That's why social intelligence matters. It gives you the awareness to ask, is now the right time? Is this the right tone? Will this build or will this break? Speaking truth without making someone feel small also means leaving out anything extra that doesn't help. You don't need to list every mistake. You don't need to bring up the past just to make a point. Stay focused on what matters. Stick to what's useful. When your message is clear and clean, people can take it in without feeling overwhelmed or shamed. The goal is never to silence someone, it's to support them, it's to help them see something they couldn't see before. That takes empathy, that takes restraint, that takes emotional discipline. Anyone can point out flaws, anyone can say, you're wrong. But it takes real maturity to say, here's what I noticed, and I think it can be better. It takes strength to tell someone something hard, without making them feel like less of a person. You don't need to speak loudly to be truthful. You don't need to speak with anger to be firm. You can be clear and kind at the same time. You can correct someone without making them feel foolish. You can disagree without making them feel disrespected. And when you learn to do that, people will come to trust you. Not because you always say what they want to hear, but because they know you speak with respect. They know your words come from care, not ego. That's the kind of person others want to learn from. That's the kind of voice people actually listen to. Because no one grows from being put down. They grow from being challenged in a way that still honors their worth. And you can do that by speaking directly,
but also gentle. By holding people accountable, but also lifting them up, you'll face moments when someone needs to hear a hard truth. Maybe they're repeating a mistake. Maybe they're acting in a way that's hurting others. Maybe they're avoiding responsibility. In those moments, don't stay silent, but also don't attack. Speak in a way that helps them step into growth, not guilt. Say what needs to be said, but say it with intention. Say it with humility. Say it in a way that shows you believe in who they could be, not just what they did wrong. You'll also face situations where someone has hurt you. It's easy to lash out. It's easy to say you always do this, or you never change. But those words don't bring understanding. They bring shame. And shame blocks healing. If you want resolution, then speak truth in a way that allows the other person to stay in the conversation. Focus on what you felt. Focus on what happened. Focus on what can change. Don't turn your truth into a weapon. Use it as a tool. A tool that builds bridges instead of walls. The best communicators aren't just honest. They're intentional. They speak with clarity. They speak with care. They know when to pause. They know when to go deep. They know when to soften and when to stand firm. And they earn the respect of others because they speak truth without arrogance. They don't try to sound smart. They try to be helpful. They don't try to win. They try to build. This doesn't mean watering down your message. It means refining your delivery. It means being thoughtful with your word. It means being strong enough to tell the truth and wise enough to tell it in a way that helps the other person rise, not shrink. Because anyone can break someone down, but it takes skill to lift someone up while showing them the truth at the same time. You also have to know your intention. Are you speaking to help? Or are you speaking to release your own frustration? If your motive is to prove a point, it will come across as self-serving. But if your motive is to guide or support, it will be received differently. Your heart behind the words matters just as much as the words themselves. People can feel when your words are grounded in respect versus when they're rooted in frustration or judgment. There's a quiet confidence that comes with speaking truth in this way. You don't need to raise your voice. You don't need to dominate the conversation. You just speak from a place of clarity, stability, and care. You take your time. You say what's real, and you do it in a way that leaves the other person feeling seen, not shamed. That kind of truth sticks. That kind of truth creates change. Over time, people will come to value your feedback, not because it's always easy to hear, but because it's always delivered with respect. You won't just be known as someone who tells it like it is. You'll be known as someone who tells it like it is, with wisdom and grace. That's what gives your words power. That's what gives your influence reach. You can challenge people without humiliating them. You can correct someone without crushing their spirit. You can bring clarity without bringing fear. It's not about being soft. It's about being smart. And when you learn to do this consistently, your words won't just be heard. They'll be remembered because you spoke truth in a way that made someone better, not small. There's a kind of strength that doesn't show up in volume or control. It shows up in the ability to tell someone the hard thing in a calm, clear, and caring way. That's the strength that transforms relationships. That's the strength that builds real trust. That's the strength that helps people grow. You won't get it perfect every time, but the more you practice, the more it becomes your natural way of speaking. And when you look back, you'll see the difference. Less conflict, more understanding, fewer regrets, deeper connection. All because you chose to speak the truth, not just for truth's sake, but in a way that gave people the space to stand tall, even when they had to face something hard. That's communication at its highest level, and that's the kind of communicator the world needs more of. Be that. Choose that truth, but speak it in a way that leaves people stronger than you found them. Chapter 10. Show up as someone people feel safe around. The way you show up around people matters more than you think. It's not just about what you say or do, it's about how you make people feel in your presence. When someone is around you, do they feel like they can be real? Do they feel safe enough to be honest, vulnerable, and open? Or do they feel like they have to shrink, pretend, or hide their truth? These questions define your impact on others, whether you realize it or not. People won't always tell you when they feel unsafe, but they'll pull back, they'll close off, and you'll start to feel the distance even if you don't know why. That's why one of the most important things you can become in life is a person others feel safe around, not because you have all the answers, but because your presence creates peace. You don't need to be perfect to be that person. You just need to be aware of how you speak, aware of how you respond, aware of the space you create with your energy. Most people are walking around with their guard up. They've been judged, ignored, talked over, misunderstood, or hurt. So, when they find someone who listens without rushing, who doesn't jump to conclusions, who doesn't need to be right all the time, that person becomes rare. That person becomes someone they want to keep around. And you can become that person. You can be the kind of presence that gives people room to breathe, to think, to share, and to grow. It starts with listening, really listening. Not just hearing the words, but paying attention to the emotion behind them. When someone talks, don't interrupt. Don't turn it into a lesson. Don't bring the conversation back to yourself. Just be present. Let them speak. Let them finish their thoughts. Give them your full attention. That moment alone creates more trust than most people realize. People don't want it to be fixed. They want to be heard. They want to know that their feelings matter. And when you give them that kind of space, they begin to let their guard down. They begin to feel that maybe you're different. Maybe they don't have to defend themselves around you. Then be mindful of your reactions. When someone shares something personal, don't meet it with shock, judgment, or criticism. Stay steady. Stay grounded. Show them that it's okay to be human, that they don't need to hide the messy parts of their life around you. If you react harshly or quickly, they'll feel regret for even opening up. But if you respond calmly, with curiosity or empathy, they'll feel relief, and that relief creates safety. It tells them, I can be myself around this person. I don't have to pretend. Your body language speaks too. The way you hold eye contact, the way you sit, the way you nod, the way you smile or remain still. These are signals. They tell people whether you're safe to be around. If your posture is closed, your arms are crossed, or you seem distracted, people won't feel welcome. But if your body is open, your presence is relaxed, and your face is soft, they'll feel more comfortable. They'll feel like they can be themselves without being judged. People want to feel accepted, not just on their best days, but especially on their worst. If you only support someone when they're doing well, they'll feel like they have to keep up a performance to stay close to you. But when you're consistent, when you're kind even when they're off, patient when they're unsure, and respectful when they're struggling, that's when they feel truly safe. That's when they know they don't need to earn your support. That's when they trust you. To show up as someone people feel safe around, you also need to manage your own emotions. If you're easily triggered, reactive, or unpredictable, people won't know what version of you they're going to get. That uncertainty makes others feel on edge. But when you're steady, when you keep your tone level, when you breathe before responding, when you handle hard conversations with clarity instead of chaos, you create stability. And people feel safe around stability. They know they can bring their full selves to you without being hit with emotional swings. Trust isn't just about what you say, it's about how consistent you are. Can people count on your presence, or do they have to walk on eggshells? Are you kind when things are easy, but short-tempered when things get hard? Are you understanding one day, and distant the next? That inconsistency breaks trust. But when you show up the same way, every time with respect, patience and presence, that's what earns trust. That's what builds safety over time. It also means not using people's vulnerabilities against them. If someone shares something personal with you, protect it. Don't joke about it later. Don't bring it up to others. Don't use it in arguments. Hold it like it matters, because it does. When people see that their private truths are safe with you, they stop hiding, they stop pretending, they begin to believe that they can be seen fully and still be accepted. That's rare, that's powerful. You also need to be honest. Being a safe person doesn't mean you avoid truth, it means you deliver it in a way that doesn't harm. You tell the truth with care, with timing, with emotional wisdom. When someone knows that you'll be honest, but never hurtful, they'll come to you more often, not just when things are easy, but especially when they need clarity. They'll trust that your words won't cut them down, but help them grow. That trust only grows stronger when your honesty is paired with compassion. Sometimes, being the safe person means being the quiet one in the room, letting others speak, letting them feel like the space belongs to them too. Sometimes it means asking how someone feels before assuming. Sometimes it means showing patience when they can't find the words. It means slowing down when they feel overwhelmed. It means being okay with silence, being okay with emotions, being okay with moments that aren't perfect. When you become the person others feel safe around, you begin to notice a shift in the way people treat you. They open up faster. They ask deeper questions. They tell you things they don't tell others. Not because you force it, but because you allow it. You create a space where they don't have to hide. And once someone feels that, they never forget it. You become the person they call in hard times. The person they trust in confusion. The person they want close. Not because of what you do, but because of who you are when you're with them. This also means respecting boundaries. People feel safe when their limits are respected. When no means no. When space is honored. When time is given without pressure. You don't need to fix people. You don't need to rush their growth. Just be there. Let them grow in their own time, knowing you're not going anywhere. That consistency becomes security. That patience becomes comfort. You don't have to be emotionally perfect to create safety. You just have to be intentional. Pay attention to your tone. Notice how your words land. Watch your timing. Be gentle when people are fragile. Be steady when people are scared. Be present when people need support. And above all, be the kind of person who values peace over power, connection over control, presence over performance. When people feel safe around you, they become more of themselves. That's the greatest gift you can give. It doesn't come from having the right answers. It comes from having the right heart, from being someone who shows up with patience, awareness and care, from being someone who's steady, kind, and emotionally awake. That's the kind of presence that changes lives. That's the kind of presence people remember. Not because you were the loudest, but because you were the most real. Because you didn't try to dominate the moment, you supported it. Because you didn't need to be the center, you made space for others to be seen. In the end, people will forget the small talk, the shared opinions, even some of the advice. But they will never forget how you made them feel. Make it peaceful. Make it grounding. Make it safe. Be the reason someone believes good people still exist. Be the reason someone finally lets their guard down. Be the person who doesn't just speak love, but creates it in how you show up. That's what it means to be someone people feel safe around. It's not a title. It's not a skill. It's a choice. One you make every day, in every conversation, in every moment. And that choice,
more than anything else, defines who you become in the eyes of others. Choose it wisely, show up with intention, lead with presence, and leave people feeling better, just because you were there.